You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Something to warm you up. Maybe a little shot of something would be warm going down. It's chilly again today.
Yes, put a little splash of Bailey's in your coffee this morning, I think, and then head on into work.
Where are you? I can hardly see you. It's that camo you're wearing. It makes you blend in.
Yeah.
I can't see you in your camo.
I got my camo hoodie on today. It's half camo. I don't want to mention the brand because you'll get on me. So
yeah, I will. So last week, Jeremy took a tumble and hurt his ankle or lower leg or whatever.
Well, I stepped off the front porch. And
you took a tumble. I saw you
snapped
fall.
My ankle in half.
So I've been urging him to go see somebody, go to urgent care, but he's being such a man. No, I don't need to do that. I can tough it out. I'm going to wrap it and put some ice on it.
Was I talking like that?
Just exactly like. That's exactly what your voice sounded like. I don't need to go to
urgent care. I know my body.
I'm not going to make America's pickup truck drive me to a doctor when I can just wrap it and take some Tylenol.
I know my body. I'm in touch with my body.
So did you go to a doctor yesterday?
I didn't break it. Well, the three ladies in my life have been getting on me. Dom and Nick Mack. And my mother, and I saw my mom at Halloween, and it was like, you gotta go, you broke it.
Can we just, for
and
the
Nicole
record,
was, well, you gotta go.
Yeah, can we, for the record, point out that this may be one of the two or three times in the 17 years you and I have worked together that your mom and I have agreed on something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at that.
But
we
again,
are actually a united
and
front.
And I told
here.
All three of you, I know my body.
I know
I'm
my
walking.
Body.
I'm walking on it. I can, you know, move it. There's nothing broken. Mm-hmm. So I spent about, I don't know what it was, like an hour and a half, 2 hours of my night last night because I had to wait for x-rays just for them to come back and say, yeah, it's a pretty bad sprain, and just go ahead and elevate that and put some ice on it and make sure you're taking your ibuprofen. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to see how much that costed me last night. I was having the talk with Nicole. I was like, wonder how much those three x-rays they had to take gonna cost us. All because y'all wanted me to go in, and I'm just trying to make everyone happy, get them off my back, and now I can officially say it's fine. It's just I got to elevate and put ice on it. Mm-hmm. That's it. I have to rest it.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say I have not received x-rays since the 80s. When I had broken an arm or something. X-rays have come so far.
Did they have the little wand that they use or anything?
No, they didn't use a wand, but you go in and you lay on just this open table, and he just brings this little projector-looking thing down right on your foot, and he's like, all right, hold on. And he goes over to a computer and hits a button. He's like, all right, turn it to the left, hits a button.
Yeah.
Turn it to the right, hits a button. He's like, all right, you're out. I was like, what? That's it? He's like, oh, yeah, it's all digital. Instant. It's instant now. Pops up right on my screen. I was like, the last time I did this, I had to go into a room where they completely covered me in a lead sheet, you know, and then they ran off into another room, into another bunker to do the x-ray, and then they had to develop film and analyze it for like 3 days.
Oh, yeah, Jeremy, we've come a long way.
Well, I've never have to go to the doctor. This stuff never happens to me. And I was like, I am fascinated by the technology now. That was the cool part of the night.
Yesterday, you know, you're a big talker today, but I was talking to you yesterday, and I said, maybe they'll put you in a boot. And you go, God, I hope they are. I really hope they give me a
boot. It's hurting. That's the thing. It is hurting, and
well,
it hurts to
go
walk
to
around
a
on.
Doctor and
but
get it checked out and get the boot.
It's like it's not broken. There's YouTube videos.
Well,
now,
I
you
never
guys.
Thought it was broken ever. I didn't think you broke anything. What I thought you had done is jacked up some of those ligaments and stuff around.
He's like,
your
that's probably what happened. And then he goes, you don't need a boot. He's like, just stay off it. Like, okay,
stay
well,
off it. In other
try
words,
to stay
walk
off it.
All the way from
I know,
the
and I was like, you know, I
got to
walk into the building. I still work. I have to go to the grocery store today. Like,
yeah,
I had to take the car
remotely.
For an oil change yesterday.
You can't sit on your couch and direct everything.
But you know what? I'm thankful that there is no break, though. I'm glad I got the x-rays, and because he was like, oh, yeah, we might have to put you in a cast if it's broken and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, I don't want that in my life.
Seemed like ligament damage to me.
Yeah, ligament. But so
as I diagnosed from my, from my house.
Right. But I know my body, dog.
I know how to find WebMD.
Thank you. So do I. Just get off my back.
Well, fine. Next
Just
time
making
you hurt
my point
yourself,
here.
Why don't we next time, all of us, the collective front, why don't we all just not care?
I'll look like collapse on the ground and grab my chest.
About it and send photos and post stuff and everything else.
Well, it hurt, and it was fun to look at because it was so wicked looking.
You know, first, on one hand, you beg for the attention about it, and then when people give you the attention, you're like, stop giving me all this attention.
I hope I don't fall on the floor clutching my chest because be like, I know my body.
Yeah, that's exactly what your body's telling
body.
You right now, Jack Wagon.
Don't tell me what to do.
Should I just throw some dirt over you right now?
I'm going to Google this.